Interesting. Getting back to that issue about JAK mutations, maybe you can comment a little bit on the biology of MPNs and JAK mutations and the phenotype of these diseases at a basic level.
Yeah. So I kind of approach it in a couple of different ways. I think one of the major take-home points is no matter what the driver mutation is for the disease, all these patients have activation of the JAK-STAT pathway. And everything cascades from there. The cell proliferation, the symptoms, you know, elevation of cytokine levels and the symptoms that a patient may have, the propensity for genomic instability and progression to acute leukemias, it all kind of stems back to that initial mutation and the JAK-STAT activation. So we spend a lot of time focusing on what is the biology behind these mutations and how they cause these issues. And why do mutations in three completely unrelated genes cause the same disease? So we focus a lot on that. I often, in clinic, as well as discussing with trainees, use the thermostat and the furnace analogy. And so I take EPO as an example. So you have your kidney that senses red blood cell levels to a certain degree, oxygenation, right? And then if it's low, it sends EPO to the bone marrow to make more red blood cells. And once there's enough red blood cells, then the EPO shuts off, or at least slows down. It's just like a thermostat in your house. And so I can explain to patients how, as well as, you know, early trainees, how the kidney acts like a thermostat and the bone marrow is like a furnace. And so we got to figure out, is it the thermostat that's broken? Is the kidney just making too much EPO for whatever reason due to a tumor or COPD? Or is it more of the bone marrow, the furnace is the problem, where it's just on all the time no matter what the thermostat's telling it? And I think that resonates with a lot of people in this area who have very old houses from like the 1920s. Everybody kind of gets it. And then I think, you know, a lot of else what we focus on are the similarities and differences between the three different phenotypes, right? The same genotype, say a JAK2 mutation, can cause three somewhat distinct phenotypes. So we spend a lot of time, well, what does a typical ET patient look like? And what do you got to think about long-term with them? What does a typical PV patient look like? They may have more splenomegaly than an ET patient, have the aquagenic pruritus versus maybe someone with myelofibrosis who will have the night sweats and fevers as maybe one of their more predominant symptoms. So we kind of say, well, although the genotype is similar and the pathophysiology is similar, they do have different kind of clinical presentations often. And then, of course, you know, after we kind of get through the genotype and phenotype, what are we going to do long term to take care of these patients?